Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin El-Hassan. Joined as always by Big Jerv, Black Trey, Jay Skills. Got a great show for you guys today. First of all, reminder, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get, become a Patreon, and you get the full version of this pod all at once on Mondays. You get the OG pod. You get watch-alongs, you get, what else am I missing here? Oh, the Discord, all types of shit. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are tapped in over there. Y'all want to do BMF right now, man? There's one shit that happened in the episode that had me dying. Come and get this pussy!
Oh, the crackhead.
Oh my god.
She was fiend. She was fiend. Fuck out.
Get this pussy. She just yelled that out.
That's a Grace, man. Falling hard times.
Hey man, that nigga Charles had a time this episode. Charles was having a time. That nigga cut a rug.
Did y'all think Charles was gonna fuck or not?
Nah, I knew he wasn't gonna hit.
He ain't that type of nigga.
Nah, he ain't that type of nigga.
He going to.
He close to it though. Nah, he tempted. They gonna make him look like a sleazeball nigga. I hate that the nigga dead, his daddy dead, nigga did not even defend himself because they got this nigga looking.
Actually, to be honest with you, Trey, it's probably better that he's dead.
Yeah, right.
Like, can you imagine being alive and everyone looking at you like, oh, like everyone
broke ass funny. Nigga.
Yeah, like everybody hates this nigga now, man. Like in real life, like the Charles memes are fucking out of control, and then you got fucking Lou Young doing the scene from last week.
Listen, that nigga, he was about to sock Snoop, man, for nigga speaking on his marriage.
Oh, he said, "Yeah,
I was fucking Snoop Dogg.
I've never hit a man
Snoop Dogg's,
in the club,
Snoop Dogg's wig is ridiculous, by the way.
Crazy.
That's the hardest shit.
Yeah, but bro, also his chain. Tough. Why is his chain so big? Like, what is it?
It's the '80s, bro.
No, that's a 2022 chain, nigga. Like that big ass Cuban link." Like, nah, bro. Niggas wasn't wearing chains like that back in the 80s, my nigga.
Yo.
I'm sorry.
Yo, they mom went to a pastor that's been married three times.
Hey, man, he's a man of the Lord, bro.
But he's a man of the Lord. If that wasn't also everything they told us it was for, like, churches back in the day.
Yeah, niggas was getting bad advice is bad advice. I say it all the time.
Hey, man. Someone married three times. That means that nigga's experienced. You know,
yeah,
best advice.
He going for what he want to go for. But
he trying to hit too.
Yo, the funniest shit. Nah, he wasn't trying to hit. He kept a G. Yeah. But it was so fucking funny because Charles was like, he was watching that whole time. He wanted to dance so bad. So when he got the invite, he like, it's been a minute. Them weak ass moves.
Them weak ass.
Them moves was weak as a bitch, man. And then he turned into Ike Turner, bro. The nigga playing the guitar.
Oh, yeah, man. He's not looking at her. I'm like, Charles, man, you got to chill, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you in front of the church.
Hey, Charles out here ready to risk it. He ready to risk it all, bro. He had everybody going crazy. You know what's funny? The nigga that Meech got sent to go take out to bring back, and they end up shooting the nigga in the head. But the nigga was over there fucking old K-9 girl.
Yeah.
Sick. She like, I'm gonna keep still doing my thing. He like, man, I ain't worried about your ass.
I don't give a fuck.
I was like, why? Yeah, like, I had the same reaction as Meech. I'm glad he did it because when she said that line, I was like, who the fuck cares? Why did she?
Like, I came to do my job.
Hey, yeah. Shout out to the to my boy Southwest T. Whoever it is. Nah, I'm frozen.
Yeah, you good.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoever the actor is playing the hell out of that lazy eye, man.
Da Vinci.
Yeah. That eye is lazy as fuck. And that shit
is Da Vinci related to Blue Da Vinci at all?
Nah. But that's not his, that, you know, obviously he's wearing that cap. And that's can I bust it over? So the night we was out, remember when I seen all them acting niggas?
They found out that everyone in Black Hollywood hangs out together.
Right.
All right, and we're black.
But yeah. Oh, that's funny, man. That's funny. But yeah, man, like, he's acting his ass off, man. I think, like, I'm trying to think, like, who the best actors? Definitely Charles. My man Charles is killing it. Oddly enough, I usually think most kids are terrible actors, but the one that plays the little sister, she's actually pretty good.
Yeah, she's good. She is good. I noticed in that scene where she was like,
she's better than Baby Girl in Power.
Yeah, she was like,
don't do that. Don't disrespect Baby Girl, dog. They gave her like three lines the entire
It took us five seasons to know her name was Yaz.
To hear, I was like, no, I remember that. They said her name. I was like, who the fuck is Yasmeen?
What about
Is her name Yasmeen? They all black.
What about my nigga Lamar coming back,
bro?
Trying to steal a dead man.
So I was overly curious. I watched the Vlad interview.
What Vlad interview? What
with the real Lamar?
With the real Lamar?
Late.
I didn't watch it yet.
I watched it. Yeah. And he like, I shot that nigga 18 times. You know what I'm saying? He said, I tried to kill him. That motherfucker was moving and all that. He said, but you know, he did it where a point where he not telling on himself. Mm-hmm. He like, after my brother died and they killed my nephew, I told Meech and them, stop fucking with me. Stay away from me. Like, da 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 da. He said, Meech was trying to be slick and hang out at the Coney, because I guess the Coney Island, yeah, right, is in, yeah, Lamar Hood. So that depiction of him driving in Jeep.
Mm-hmm. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
It was supposed to be like kind of like the same shit, but he got mad because niggas was kind of playing in his face. Like, you know, you in my neighborhood. You been there. Y'all outside having a... And he said it was 30 niggas outside. And he said the fact that he just let off shots. He said, I didn't give a fuck. He said, when I hit him, I was like, I hope he die. You know what I'm saying? But he a real nigga. Like, he don't look... Obviously, he don't look... They older now. He look cooked. But
I saw the picture because I went and looked him up after the show. I was like, this nigga looked like his whole jaw fucked up, everything. Like.
So then I followed up. You know, I went straight down a rabbit hole. B. Mickey is the other nigga. He another nigga named, I can't even think of the name, but he mad at 50. Because he like, they using my likeness and they not paying me. And and Kato really alive. Her name is I can't think of the name right now, but she alive. And he like, you know, when Meech come home, that's gonna be the money shot, because we gonna take a group photo and he feel like that clout gonna get him paid, or that Meech gonna take care of him now. But it's like, he like, yeah, I still watched it, but I gotta lawyer up.
Her name's Igiana Alexis. No, that's the actress. My bad.
Yeah.
Who's the real Kato in real life? Is, oh,
it's
damn.
It's a regular ass name too.
She look like a.
And were those Cadbury eggs? What was that?
You sick? Oh, about Cadbury eggs too.
What was that? That he left on the door.
Oh. I think those were Cadbury eggs. Yeah. That's a trash candy too, by the way.
It is. I was like, why those? That's what made me notice it. I was like, that's weak.
It used to have super that. It used to have a bunny in the commercial. And they go, buck, buck, buck,
buck, buck, buck. Yep.
That's niggas old. This is, you know, a nigga old when that shit show.
Yeah.
Well,
but yeah, I'm excited for next week, because I mean, I would assume that Meech would think.
I'm so sick of the cop too, though, by the way. I'm sick of his ass.
Who Howard or whatever?
Yeah, bro. I'm sick of his ass.
Yeah, like, man, this nigga, like, yo, man. Like, this nigga shot. What are you talking about? Get on the ground.
He pushing a nigga against
the
car.
Yeah, damn. The nigga,
like, what are you doing?
But no, like, I would assume that Meech would think that B. Mickey was a part of the shit. Right.
Well, he already, but yeah. That's why he talking intentionally, like, as my right hand man. He doing that bullshit because he always knew the whole time. But like now it look even more wild because the nigga was stalling and then Lamar shot him. Yeah. So it get to fuck with our mind a little bit because obviously they gonna twist the story up because niggas is gonna do their research and be.
This is how T get back in. This is how T get back in the mix, bro. Yeah. He's itching after fucking it. Cause Meech was one of the dudes to whip the white dude's ass, right?
Yeah, he called him. Yeah, that's why they were at the Coney. That was the
post game flow.
Hey man, everyone's got one. Yo, the white dude, man. What's going on with the accent?
Is this thing? What is that?
And he the leader of niggas. Niggas had. Niggas.
Hey, it was nothing but niggas in his spot.
Nah, I think he mobbed up, yo.
They was all coming out to like low key protect the nigga. I'm like, what kind of slave shit is this? It was like the two mechanic niggas and the two office niggas and the chick. I'm like,
nigga taking the gloves off and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, come on.
That's funny, man. I was also, I was like, all right, where are all the white people at? Right. You think he just, he's just like
surrounded
Tarzan.
By niggas. Yeah,
he's just Tarzan. What the
fuck? He know what it is.
That's some real Detroit shit.
Oh, so you know real Detroit shit. Is this shit real? Them niggas just like lighting shit on fire?
Right. That was
wild.
That was a real thing.
I was trying, like, I thought, like, oh, you know, trick or treating. Oh, yeah, niggas throw eggs and shit. And it's like, yeah, we light houses on fire. And they turn into Hell Week or whatever. I'm like, what?
Devil's Night, yeah.
How is this shit? How is this a thing?
How do we never know about this? Like, this is not national news. Like, niggas just in Detroit every year. Yeah, we like shit.
Every year, imagine every year, you got to be out here with a bucket of water.
I got you right now. In 1984, the city saw one of its most riotous nights in recent memory. On that Devil's Night, local hooligans set a total of 810 fires. The police and firefighters needed backup from suburban departments the first time in years, and at least two firefighters were injured in the chaos.
But I'm saying, like, they made it seem like this is, like, a every year thing.
Yeah, it's an annual thing, but this particular one in 1984 was the one that
was the worst.
Was the worst one.
That's crazy.
Well, Lala said what it was, though, right?
Yeah, it's insurance fraud.
Insurance fraud.
Yeah.
That's probably why we never heard about it.
But burning down the whole house is sick.
Yeah, let them hookers burn. I was like, what's wrong with y'all, man?
Yeah.
Whole neighborhood just standing there.
Yeah, niggas out there like.
And then, does this vet mean something? Like, was that just, like, she saves the vet? She runs into the burning building.
That was like some real TV show shit. Like, we trying to push some weird agenda. Like,
yeah, there's something. There has to be something.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, it reminded me like Snowfall. Remember in Snowfall when the writer got up with the dude and he was like some vet or some shit. Remember when she was investigating the dad's what you call it, his soup kitchen or whatever.
Yeah.
And she ended up linking with some nigga who was on some veteran shit. And I'm just like, what the fuck this guy do with niggas selling weight? Like
like that. And then also, why did old girl burn herself afterward and her arm is all fucked up?
You know how people be like doing harm, self-harm to herself. So pretty much, I think she like, not like a burn victim or some shit, not burn victim, but like survive the shit. So I think she does that shit. Like she goes and randomly be going and running the houses and shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was pretty nuts.
I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
I thought she was getting off to that shit.
On that note, all right, that's going to do it for us here on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon member. Get this full podcast in its entirety on Mondays as opposed to waiting for each of the pieces to come out. Jervis doing something with his shirt. Something about, football or some shit. I don't know. shout out to Jerv. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Trey. Stay black, motherfucker.